This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday, and we are all over the map today, and I mean, we're talking smorgasbord time. Did I say that right, Chris? Smorgasbord. I knew I nailed it right out of the gates like a world-famous author would. It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Catholic churches are under attack. Bill Gates is up to no good. What a shock again. Mike Pence classified documents at his house. The Biden think tank, who were they linked to? Social Security's running out of money, no big deal, don't worry about that. And illegal immigrants stealing things from Macy's and someone else we should be worried about. All that and so much is to come tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. We got Seth Dillon coming up about 35, 40 minutes from now. Seth Dillon, of course, is the creator of the Babylon Bee, the greatest satire site out there. We're going to talk to him about comedy, about culture, about life. All that and more is to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin with something that's really, really important. Because we tend to screw off a lot on this show, as you know. We'll talk about serious topics, obviously. But then we screw off, and you know, I lack a certain, well, brain power to stay on topic for very long. It's just who I am. You know all this. So because I lack brain power and because I lack real intelligence on really anything at all, whenever we find people who are highly educated and they're able to make you and make me smarter on certain issues, I think it's important to use this platform and the Jesse Kelly Show to give them the floor. All right? So this clip is actually, I can't believe I'm leading the show with this. There's so much I could dig into. What about these Pence documents? And I mean, there's just so much here. And I'll get to the Pence stuff in a minute. But I think if we're going to lead the show tonight, it's only appropriate to hear from the vice president when she breaks down water.
In particular, in dealing with the various issues that are present when we look at the climate crisis, thinking about water policy. Diversifying water policy, understanding that we must have the ability to diversify our approach and the resources to everything from what we do in terms of conservation to recycling, desalination, and storage of water. This plant and this facility in particular is doing some of the smartest and the most contemporary kind of work that is necessary.
She knows nothing about that plant.
To store water, understanding that the climate crisis presents exactly what we've experienced here in California. We're going to have days, and sometimes there will be days of immense water, of rain, of storms, of flooding. And at the same time, we are a state that...
Days of immense water.
...has experienced for generations drought. And we must therefore understand that the issues that are present in the climate crisis are varied. And it requires us to be present and to be in front of each of the iterations and variations that include extreme weather that produces a lot of water and extreme weather that produces drought.
Look, immense water. All right. That was, gosh, how long was that whole thing? Hold on, let me start it again so I can see on my little...
In particular...
A minute and 15 seconds... Of nothing. Absolutely nothing. The dumbest, least capable people lead our society now. And there are plenty of words people use for that. But man, boy, is that where we are? So let's get to something else here. We're going to get to the illegals that are busted, jacking 12K of stuff from Macy's, Joe Biden stuff. We're going to get to all this. But let's deal with the news of the day. The big quote, the big news of the day was Vice President, former Vice President Mike Pence, former Senator Mike Pence, former House Republican Mike Pence, classified documents have been found at his home. A quote, small number of documents, quote, inadvertently boxed and transported to Mike Pence's home. Okay. And of course, everyone's playing it today. I might as well do the same. Let's play the flashback to when Mike Pence was asked about Trump having documents he shouldn't have had.
You take any classified documents with you from the White House?
I did not.
Do you see any reason for anyone to take classified documents with them leaving the White House?
Well, there'd be no reason to have classified documents, particularly if they were in an unprotected area.
Ooh, well, this is awkward. Okay, let's get past all this. I know you don't like Pence. I don't. Whatever your feelings on Trump, I know you don't like Pence. I have told you many times my personal story, my personal history with Pence. Pence and I have a checkered past, so I'm not going to go into any of that. We're going to actually set all emotion aside for a moment, and let's deal with a couple different things. One, what is happening right now? You already know because you've been listening to the show for 2 weeks. What's happening is a Democrat takeout, a Democrat takedown of Joe Biden. This is the communists once again, just like they did to Andrew Cuomo, the communists deciding they need new leadership at the top. And so the communists, because they play for keeps, this is them removing these people. But why? Why Pence now, too? And it is weird, right? Because the system was just going after Trump, an FBI raid on Trump. But then, hold on, they're actually going after a Democrat? They never do that. It's been only a Republican-focused DOJ. And now Pence is involved, too. And then you have Merrick Garland, a man who should have been impeached 5 minutes ago for how he's politicized the DOJ. Now Merrick Garland going out there saying, guys, we're very bipartisan here.
We do not have different rules for Democrats or Republicans, different rules for the powerful or the powerless, different rules for the rich or for the poor. We apply the facts and the law in each case in a neutral, nonpartisan manner.
Of course. No, they're very, very nonpartisan at the DOJ. Which is probably why we still don't know anybody who was on Ghislaine Maxwell's list of people who visited Jeffrey Epstein at the island. That's probably why her trial was totally sealed, definitely. Anyway, we'll get to Maxwell in a little bit. Let's stay focused for a minute on Merrick Garland. Okay, so he's out there saying, we're very bipartisan, and he's busting Biden now. He's busting Pence. Pence isn't an enemy of the system, probably a friend of the system. Biden certainly has been a servant, a loyal servant of the system. But why? Here's why. The truth is this. Rulers throughout the history of mankind, whatever kind of rulers they may have been, whether they be kings, dictators, a tribal chief, a president, a prime minister, doesn't matter what form of government we're talking about. The people who lead and rule over a society have always known this. They've always known this to be an absolute fact, and they've always had it in the back of their mind. What is this? Well, you can only afford to have the people get so mad, and then you're in trouble. That doesn't just apply to presidents. That doesn't just apply to senators and congressmen and governors and people who are up for re-election. The truth is, even a king... even a king with total power, you know, there's no parliament, there's no nothing. His word is basically the word of God. Even a king has always understood, I can make people in my population angry, but I can't make too many of them too angry, or eventually I'm not going to be king anymore. Eventually they're going to be hanging my skin that used to be on my body from the city gates here. I better make sure the population doesn't get too mad. I can't afford to have too many of them too mad, or I'm in trouble. If you were to look at a graph right now, and this is one of these nerdy chart graphs, and you were to look at Americans and their trust in the justice system, let's deal with it as a whole, not just the DOJ, FBI, ATF, this goes down to local prosecutors, local cops, local politics. If you were to graph America's trust in the justice system, you would notice something 5-6 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, where it went from pretty flat to diving down quickly. When I tell you the elites, the rulers, are aware of this and concerned about this, you need to take that to the bank. Remember that little clip I played for you before from the World Economic Forum? The elites, we love each other, but man, the populations don't love us as much. I tell you what, in case you missed it or forgotten, I'll play that clip for you when I get back, and then I will expand on my point on what you're seeing, why you're seeing what you're seeing. Then we'll get to Macy's getting robbed and all kinds of fun. You got robbed last year. If you had money in the market, you got robbed. I know I certainly did. You got to watch your 401k, your IRA. You got to watch it. And speaking of charts and graphs, you think trust in the DOJ and the Justice Department went down? Look at your worth. Trillions lost. Look, everyone knows 2023 is going to be worse. I don't need to belabor that point. Do you have a protection plan for your portfolio, for your 401k, for your IRA? Gold and silver are that protection plan. Oxford Gold does more than just send gold and silver to your front door, which you should have already had done. They will put gold and silver in your 401k, in your IRA, to make sure there's definitely a higher floor for you. We all need that right now, and I love these guys. They're just wonderful people. Call 833-995-GOLD. Let Oxford Gold Group hook you up. 833-995-GOLD. You tell them Jesse told you to call. They'll take care of you, all right? All right. What else are you dealing with? Why are you seeing it? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the...
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday night. Reminding you, you can email the show whatever you want. Your love, your hates, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. All that can be emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to the documents. Now they found them at Pence's place. First it was Trump. Then all of a sudden they're all over Biden about the whole thing. Now it's Pence. We'll get to that aspect of it in just a minute. But why are you seeing it? What are you seeing? You're watching them take out Joe Biden. This is a Democrat hit job on Joe Biden so he doesn't run again. And we'll get to the plan. I'll get to the plan on that for a moment. But just real quickly, I mentioned already presidents, kings, rulers throughout history have always understood that too many people in their country can't get too angry at them or they don't get to be king anymore. Our justice system, our elites, not just in America, but in the West, they are now painfully aware of the distrust the public has for them. Remember this clip I played you from the World Economic Forum? What the lady says, we elites, we get along great, but man, the people hate us.
At Davos a few years ago, you know, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less.
Still can't get over her calling herself elite. That sounds like something I would do as kind of a gag on the radio. She's dead serious. No, we elites. Chris, I'm totally going to start referring to myself as that from now on. Look, I'll let you know when I have to go get together with other elites. You peasants. You peasant scum will just have to wait till I come back with my glorious designs. Anyway, just quit. They know that you don't trust them. And it's not that they're really concerned about your approval or they're really concerned about your trust. They just know they can't afford too much of your hate, right? They hate you already. They despise you. They despise your freedoms. They don't want to be your best friend. They don't need you to grovel at their feet. They just can't afford you to be so angry you're outside of their house with pitchforks. They need to avoid that. So What you're seeing is the controlled demolition of one of their own to placate the masses. This is tossing the people bread. This is putting on gladiatorial games for an unruly Roman public. Hey, I know, yeah, the emperor is nuts and he married a horse and that's uncomfortable and the people are mad, but hey, gladiator games this Sunday, baby. Woohoo! I'll be there for the tailgate. And just like that, the people are happy again. The system knows as they loot the treasury, as they raid our country, as they raise our country to the ground, they understand that that is going to create a level of animosity that could eventually become dangerous for them and their power. So eventually, from time to time, they're going to grab a sacrificial lamb like poor old Joe, and they're going to roll him out there and say, well, hey, in America, justice is blind. We prosecute them all the same.
We do not have different rules for Democrats or Republicans, different rules for the powerful or the powerless, different rules for the rich or for the poor. We apply the facts and the law in each case in a neutral, nonpartisan manner.
Of course, not a single word he just said is true. There's totally a separate justice system for Democrats and Republicans, for the wealthy, for the powerful. Of course, they're very selective about who they go after and who they don't. Remember when the FBI admitted they don't even have people inside Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and yet they've been scrounging up pastors who've been reading Bible verses at pro-life clinics and throwing cuffs on them? Of course they go after Republicans and not Democrats. You know all this. But they need a sacrificial lamb so you don't get too nasty about the whole thing. That's what Joe Biden is, and that's all you're seeing right now. These are not people. I want you to listen to something. These are not people who self-reflect. These are all monstrous sociopaths who have been stripped of any humanity. Politics long ago stripped these people of humanity. You don't believe me? Listen to Kathy Hochul when she's asked about hiring back workers who were unjustly fired for being unvaccinated.
Our healthcare systems seem in desperate need of staff right now. We've had ambulances waiting 5 hours at our local emergency rooms to unload patients. The hospitals, the nursing homes say they're waiting for DOH guidance on whether they can hire any of those workers back. What's the latest with that?
Well, we're considering all our options with respect to the litigation, so I can't comment on that. It's a problem, but I don't think the answer is to have someone who comes in who's sick be exposed to someone who can give them the coronavirus, give them COVID-19. I don't know that that's the right answer. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's not. So we're exploring our options.
Hey, we don't have enough healthcare workers. People are actually dying. Should you bring back the unvaccinated now that we know that vaccinated and unvaccinated people alike both get COVID and they both spread it just the same? Well, no. I mean, now's not the time to bring them back. We don't want anyone getting sick. These people are all monsters. And when they burn Joe Biden, when Joe Biden makes his announcement that he's not running again, keep in mind, that's them tossing you loaves of bread. Don't fall for that one bit, all right? Now, they're only going to toss you loaves of bread until the loaves of bread run out, and then you're going to have to rely on your emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply, and you're going to be thankful because you listened to Jesse and you got in on these things when they were still $200 off. You didn't have to pay max price for your emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply because you were smart enough to get emergency food before the problems came. And I don't think I've ever told you about this. Or at least I don't think I've ever told you this about a single other thing I tell you about. I sincerely hope your money goes to waste. I hope you buy an emergency 3-month food kit, and 25 years from now when it expires, I hope your dog cusses me when you throw it away. Daggone it, Jesse, I never needed it. That was stupid. Man, do I pray that that is the case. But it might not be. You know and I know life comes at you fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get a 3-month food kit for every person in your home. They're $200 off. MyPatriotSupply.com. $200 off. Now, there's one more aspect of this. And shopping at Macy's. Only illegally. Hang on. I'm going to kill Seth. Seth picked this song, didn't he, Chris? Oh, he failed to pick a song? Oh, joining me now, my friend Seth Dillon, the big cheese at the Babylon Bee, who apparently made the horrible mistake of declining to pick a song. Therefore, he gets the intro, the worst intro song we can find on short notice. Seth, I bet you won't make that mistake again, my friend.
Hey, man, you're not a Katy Perry fan?
You know, actually, in my younger single years, I was a big Katy Perry fan, but then she Same. Did the whole chop the hair off, full lesbian thing, and it just wasn't for me.
She ruined it. She had a good thing going.
She did. I don't know why women do this. I've always had this theory, Seth, that women do this intentionally to their friends because women are horrible to each other. When one of them encourages the other to chop all their hair off, oh, you should. You look so cute. That's always an angle just to steal her boyfriend or something, right?
Sabotage, man. It's a sabotage for sure.
All right, Seth. Comedy is not something that, well, it's not something I've ever thought can be taught. I feel like you can learn to be funnier the more you hang around funny people, but you have it or you don't, but you're the one who puts out funny every day. Am I wrong?
I think generally you have it or you don't. I've certainly been able to kind of like refine my voice a little bit, especially as I, you know, when I got involved with the B, I didn't really have it down yet. It took me a little while. But you kind of do need to either have it or you don't. It's not. I do say all the time when we're hiring people, you know, satire is not something you can really teach. People have to naturally understand how it works. In particular, you know, the kind of satire that we do, news satire, and in our voice. So it is hard to teach it. But yeah, I mean, we have some talented people that do put it out every day. I remain continually impressed with the amount of output that they produce. You know, they're like idea fire hoses, just putting it all out there. It's pretty impressive.
Seth, our culture is obviously rotting out from underneath us. I famously call the place the U.S. of gay now because it's very clearly what we are. We're not a Christian nation anymore. We're not anymore. We're something different now, something worse. Can we get back to what we were, or is that gone?
Very good question. I think the pendulum swings. You know, whenever people go to extremes, I think that the reasonable people that like to try to either be in the middle or on the other side, you know, they really understand it's gone too far in one direction, and there's usually some correction that happens back the other way. But the pendulum seems to swing like really far one way, and then it doesn't come back quite as far as it did before, and then it swings really far again, that doesn't come back quite as far, and so we keep inching further and further. That Overton window, you know, keeps shifting. And that is very deeply concerning. And I don't know that we are ever going to get back to a place where like traditional values are seen as values rather than vices. I think those days may be behind us.
Speaking with Seth Dillon, Big Cheese at the Great Babylon Bee. Seth, you got something going on in Fort Worth. What's going on?
We got our first live event, first ever live event. We've never done this before. We tossed around the idea of doing it, but We got a lot of fans and subscribers who've never met us, and we never really, you know, it's not like we're doing a comedy tour where we're out there on the road all the time. So getting everybody together in one place, I think, could be a lot of fun. We're going to have all the personalities from the Bee that are in the videos and on our podcast, and myself included. We're all going to be out there meeting and greeting fans, doing some stuff on the stage, revealing some, you know, some content that we haven't put out before, talking about our plans. It's going to be a fun time.
Good deal. Seth Dillon, where do people go to get info about this?
BabylonBeeLive.com. We put up a website for it, BabylonBeeLive.com. It's going to be in Fort Worth. It's at the Stockyard, the River Ranch Stockyards. Are you familiar with that? Do you know where that is?
Oh, the Fort Worth Stockyards. The old Kellys have had some times down at the Fort Worth Stockyards. BabylonBeeLive.com. He's Seth Dillon. Go check it out. Thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Chris, the Stockyards are fun. You've never been to the Stockyards? Okay, people don't know about Fort Worth, Texas, so I'm not going to bother telling you about Fort Worth, Texas. It's a big city, but not. They're trying to keep it smaller. It's a great place. All right. Enough of all that. Let's get back to a couple of things I wanted to deal with here. First, migrants bused to New York City, arrested after stealing $12,000 from Macy's. Okay. Obviously, this sucks a little bit, but so you're telling me it's not good when you have young military-age males, by the way, their ages were 19, 21, and 27, when young military-age males are coming in droves into your country, and they're simply bust into the interior of your country. You mean there's a potential for crime and violence and mayhem? You don't say.
We have a brand. All right, New York has a brand. Let's get back to some documents
and things like that here. One final thing on the document thing, because Pence got busted today, and we're going to talk about that. We have to get to Granholm and what the communists are lying to you again and all these other things. Okay, Pence took documents. Trump took documents. Biden took documents. And what I'm going to say is going to sound like I'm defending them. And maybe in a way it is. But hear me out. It may make you mad, but I'm just going to be honest. I want you to picture yourself. Picture yourself as some hugely successful person in the corporate world. And I've never been this person either, okay? So I'm projecting just like you're projecting right now. Close your eyes if you're not driving and just picture yourself. You don't do what you do. Instead, you are the CEO. You're the president and CEO of Merrill Lynch. You're the president and CEO of Merrill Lynch, financial giant. And as president and CEO of Merrill Lynch, let's say you're there 5 years, 10 years. You, of course, have all these board meetings as CEO where you're deciding the direction of the company. You watch board members come and go. You travel, a big giant like that. You travel internationally all the time. You're always on some first-class flight. Actually, who am I kidding? It's Merrill Lynch. You're on some private jet here or some private jet there. We have to meet with this big Japanese firm. I've got to fly out to Tokyo in the morning. You know, that kind of the stuff you picture in the movies. Stuff you'll never do, stuff I'll never do, but you're that guy, right? You have the little, what do they call it, a decanter, Chris? The thing with the booze in it, the fancy glass? You have a decanter with $1,000 booze in it sitting behind your desk. That's who you are. Your penthouse in Manhattan, overlooking Wall Street. Well, Central Park, I'm sorry. Now, let me ask you something. Your time comes to an end there as CEO. Either they choose to go another direction or you choose to take advantage of the golden parachute retirement package. Oh, yes. No, we will provide you $75 million plus $10 million a year and this yacht. Thank you for your service. I appreciate it, Mr. Kelly. And they really get stuff like that. I know. It's crazy. But thank you. Thank you, CEO Jesse. You were the best. Now, I want you to be honest with yourself. You don't have to tell me. I want you to be honest with yourself. Are you taking anything on your way out the door that technically belongs to Merrill Lynch? I mean, you are. You know that, right? You are. Shoot, you probably have done the same at one of your jobs. Not that I'm encouraging you ever to do so, but you never walked off with that screwdriver you used every day. You never took a staple home. I'll tell you here at the studio, now it doesn't matter because I buy all our college freshman food we keep in here, but I routinely tell the guys, dude, take it home. We got booze in here for when the suits visit. We don't drink when we're on the air. Or I should say, I don't drink when I'm on the air, Chris. Anyway, I'll tell the guys, dude, take that beer home. No one's, it's fine. Take whatever home. You do the same. It's not good that they're taking classified documents home. It's not good that presidents and vice presidents are so willy-nilly with how they treat classified documents. But let us always live in the world that is real, not the world we want to believe. Presidents and vice presidents take trinkets on the way out the door the same way any CEO, frankly, any employee generally does. Something comes with you on the way out the door. All right. Now, one more thing on friends and enemies. Thank you, Lindsey Graham, for once again making that segment easy. And publicity, not always a good thing. That's oftentimes a lie. We'll talk about all those things in a moment. But first, let's make sure that you can actually hit the broadside of a barn. Do you know that people have gunfights, cops and whatnot, inside of elevators, and both people miss every shot? Did you know that? That's true. I can personally tell you when your adrenaline gets moving, it gets difficult unless you've practiced. You were only as good as your training. Mantis X allows you to do that practice in the comfort of your home. Not only is it the coolest freaking gift ever, you're practicing with your weapon and getting better in your living room and your dining room and your backyard. MantisX.com. Get one today. You're not tough. You're trained or you're untrained. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. Attaches right to your weapon. You practice at home. All right? Go train. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And again, you can love it, you can hate it. The reality is the CEO takes trinkets that don't belong to him when he leaves the office and retires. Senators, vice presidents, presidents, they do the same thing. They shouldn't. Okay, I know it's against the law. They shouldn't, but they do, which is why it was so. All this does is reveal how hilariously over the top it was, the response to Trump. It was just a big fishing expedition trying to get him. Because it's one of those things they all do, all right? They all do it. Now, all publicity is not good publicity. There's some really bad publicity out there. Because I saw these two things. These got to me about the same time, and it cracked me up. Hey, Jesse. I'm from the socialist hellhole, New Jersey. I'm being flown out to Central Florida for a job interview. Hopefully, we'll get the job, be able to move out of the state, and bring my dime with me and never look back. However, I have more pressing concerns. And he goes on to ask something about alligator. By the way, he asks if alligator is any good. Alligator is fantastic. If it's cooked correctly, go get you some alligator. But then I see this headline too. Fox News weatherman jumped by a group of teenagers on a New York City subway. His name is Adam Klotz. We brought him up briefly last night. We have a branding problem in America right now as a nation, and most definitely our cities. But as a nation, we are seen as a degenerate bunch of losers around the world now, because it's what our nation is becoming as we descend further and further into the U.S. of gay. That's one. Two, our cities are viewed as places that are unsafe. And I want you to think about something. Just something to dwell on, what that means, right? Because it's hard to step out of your bubble or my bubble and figure out exactly what that means. Our cities are viewed as unsafe. Do you remember most of your life, Mexico has been unsafe. Let's call it unsafe. In general, Mexico is not thought of as a safe country. It's always been kind of a violent place, a lot of thievery, a lot of violence down there. And you remember the thoughts that went through your head when you would look at the murder stats for some place like Juarez. Oh my gosh, it's terrible down there. And it would shade how you viewed the entire country, right? Because that's not every square inch of Mexico. You know how rural some of Mexico is? I can't believe I just said rural right off the bat without screwing it up on national radio. What, Chris? But you know how rural so much of Mexico is? Tons of it is. But that didn't shade your view of the country. You could go to a million farms, cattle ranches on Mexico. No crime whatsoever, just normal people doing their thing. But the fact that people were getting their heads chopped off in Juarez and hung from bridges shaded your view of the entire nation of Mexico. I will argue this, because I hear this a lot from friends of mine on the right, because you know the show is coast to coast, from New York to LA, coast to coast. I get tons of friends, tons of fans who email in and they'll say this. Jesse, screw America's cities. I don't give a crap about New York. Okay? Well, okay, I love it, but I'm not telling you to care about New York. I realize it's not for everybody. There are certainly some people in my life, it's really not for everybody. So it doesn't matter whether it's for you personally or not. All I'm telling you is this. You should definitely understand that New York is really important, and that a new headline popping up every single day about this horrible thing and this horrible thing, it shades how the entire world views all of America. But, oh, we're not like that in Iowa. I know you're not. I get that. I know. They lump you in with everyone else because of these headlines. That's all I'm saying. All right, not going to last long on this. Now, I wanted to get to something actually I talked about last night. In fact, I could bring up the audio from last night for you, but I won't. But you remember what I was talking about, how the communist operates, how the gas stove ban, it all of a sudden it was just a couple headlines and you got outraged about it. Never, you're never taking my gas stove. And then the communists immediately responded by saying, what? Gas stove? No one's banning that. That's ridiculous. And then we talked extensively last night how the gas stove ban headlines, all they were was the final reveal of something that was already put into place. Keep in mind, New York, California, they already have these gas stove bans. Most of them are written into law. They are coming. They're here. Energy Secretary Granholm was asked about them today. This is what the communist does. Float insane things, wait for you to get mad, and then act like it's just so bonkers that anyone would think this is happening. This is happening in two of the most populated states in the union.
The big energy story over the last couple of weeks has been my gas stove. I'm a gas stove owner.
Can I say, that is so ridiculous, that story, because the government's coming in to take your stove. That is so not true.
It's 100% true, 1,000% true, but my favorite part is the communist apparatchik journalist here who actually clearly wants them to ban the stoves, then chooses to start monologuing for
them.
That
is just not true.
Okay. And in fairness, the science on this is well established. There's nothing new here.
Of course, the science is well. They love doing this. Haven't you? How many times have you heard this in the past couple of years? The science is settled. Those are two of the things that I'm going to start using a lot because I love using communist tactics against them. I think it's fantastic. Mark my words, Chris. Two things that I'm going to work into the repertoire for 2023. One, I'm going to just say the science is always settled. When it's not settled at all, it doesn't matter that the science is settled. And two, I love this one. That's been debunked. They love using that one. That's been debunked. What? Debunked by who? What? Hold on. And then you'll ask him for examples and it was just some communist who said it was debunked. So, well, yeah, no, this guy said it was debunked. Anyway, he goes
about
on.
About the health risks posed by gas stoves. And as I did a little poking around, I discovered that the government right now is Department of Energy. You want to electrify your buildings and remove natural gas as a fossil fuel.
Right. I mean, people aren't aware that, you know, kids who have asthma, 12% of kids who have asthma are because they were exposed to gas stoves.
Oh, we're not going to burn gas stoves. That's ridiculous. What a crazy story. Oh, my gosh. Hey, did you know gas stoves are killing children? No, we're definitely not going to ban them. They're murdering children. Do you want to murder children? Boy, that's your government right there. All right. The Biden think tank. Bill Gates, the debt ceiling. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.